The thing that strikes me about the...
Go ahead, Claire, ask it again.
The thing that strikes me about the age in which you came into your manhood and helped change baseball was that there was quiet revolution in the country. There was a wonderful generation coming of age, changed the face of the country and the world. Could you speak to that, not only black but white, and what was going on in America at the time?
It's really what made your generation unique.
I think what made my generation unique in bringing about a change as far as people are concerned and race is concerned is that there was a strong belief in the Supreme Being. I think my generation were more involved in the church, more involved in living according to what the Bible teach. Because when you're 8, 9, 10 years old, you're going to Sunday school, like 10 o'clock in the morning, and you're staying to church until your parents come, and that means you get out of church maybe 1 or 2. So I made it a situation myself that when I became an adult, I would designate the time that I spent in the church, because I spent so much time in the church with my family. By being involved with the church on Sunday, by believing in living according to what the Bible teach, made a difference as far as being involved in baseball. Mr. Roberts, Mr. Vec, Mr. Ricky, myself. Because for that to happen, it had to come from above. It had to give Mr. Ricky, Mr. Vec, the courage to do a thing that was unheard of or unthought of at that particular time. I know from talking to Jackie that Mr. Ricky was a staunch Christian. He was a Christian. Mr. Vec was not much of a churchgoer, but he was a great reader of the Bible. I think that combination of having knowledge of what the Bible teaches had a lot to do with the fact that we got the opportunity to be a part of Major League Baseball. When you say we're the two people that they picked, meant a lot in terms of what you had to go through from a negative standpoint. If not believing in the Bible and believing there's someone much stronger than you and I or anybody else, to be able to handle those obstacles and negatives, human being alone can't do it. There's no way human being alone can't do it.
Is that why you're not bitter too? I mean,
no,
is that why?
No way. The one thing that I know is a verse in the Bible says God put no more on you than you can bear. That's a true statement in the way I feel about it. Because if you look at the situation that both of us, Mr. Roberts and myself, got involved in, you know, he put as much on as you can bear. And we bared all those negative things that we had to bear and came out successfully. So my generation, I think, that are more familiar with the church than a lot of the new generation. I'm not saying the new generation is not involved in the church, but if you are involved in the church, okay, the values and the teaching of the Bible, you can't do it in the church and then walk outside of the church and have different values. If you have the same values in the church, then you should have the same values outside of the church. That's what the Bible teaches you. I would think it would be less problems in this country, in this world, if people would go by what the Bible teaches when you go to church.
Larry, in short, did the four of you doing what you did in baseball, did that help show the country the way?
Did that help serve the country?
Show the country the way.
Show the country? I think so. I, matter of fact, I know so, because I think that even before we get to Mr. Robinson and myself, Mr. Rick and Mr. Vec, athletic-wise and otherwise, but athletically, basically athletically, you got to go back to the history. You got to go back to the Jack Johnsons. You got to go back to the Paul Robesons. You got to go back to the Joe Louis's. You got to go back to the Jesse Owens. I think those people had a little bit to do with the movement that came about as far as Mr. Robinson is concerned. Now, when the opportunity was there for both of us, you had to do it. You had to do it. If you didn't, then it'd be a long time before this thing happened again. But I think that you got to go back to those people before you get to us, because, and even if we talk about Satch and Josh and those people, I said to the commission a long time ago, if this had happened in the 30s, no telling what kind of record those people would have had. Of course, time changes a lot of things, you know.
I said to you that Jimmy Crutchfield said to me one time, great Negro League player who died, never played in the big leagues. He said that the thing he was proudest of, he wasn't bitter. The Negro League guys who never got a chance to play were never bitter. I think that's remarkable. You guys were never bitter about the fact that you had to play in the Negro Leagues before you could have played. That's remarkable. Is that the same, the character of the religious training?
Yes,
and the culture?
No question. One of the things that you look at, even when we were in the playing against each other, we never had any bitter or hatred among ourselves as far as the play. Everybody loved Josh. Everybody loved Satch. You know, they could play, so nobody got jealous over the fact that they could play. You know, you know, Commission Clara, you gotta think and put yourself in a position where the same person that made Clara, made you, made me, made the rest of us, was one person, the man above. Now, people say, well, he didn't make us all Afro-American, he didn't make us all Irish, he didn't make us all Italian, he didn't make us all Jewish, he made us different nationality. I always say he made us all different nationality and different color to see if we could get along. And we proved to him we can get along. Now, if we all were one color, you think we could get along? I don't know. I don't know. But the thing is that he put us all on this earth. People, he gave me my ability. To be able to be an athlete, he gave me my ability. There's not one time that I think that being able to be a Major League Baseball player that I had it myself all by myself. Someone much stronger than me gave me that kind of ability to be able to be a Major League Baseball player. So I don't possess to be a great Christian, that I do believe, and I've been taught since I was that high to believe in a supreme being. And when you have that belief, a lot of things happen. There are certain things that happen may not be the most comfortable thing to happen to you, but for some reason or other, you're able to get over that. So when I think about my generation, and when I think about my success, when I think about any person who's been successful, it has not happened to him alone. He's had some help from someone much greater than me. People always say that some people are smarter than others as far as athletics is concerned. Some people are gifted by God above, and I always say we're all gifted by God above. Fortunately, I've been gifted with athletic ability. I said Plato, Socrates, all those guys was gifted with a great mind. can do great things science-wise. My gift to me is a gift that they were unfortunate enough not to have. But if I would get a problem to be solved by any of those great minds, okay, I might be 90 years old and I might come close to solving that problem. I give them a ball, a bat, and a glove. No way. There's no way. They couldn't do it. So when you know, when people start putting the intellect part of it in, and they put certain people in a category where he's gifted by God, and the other person in the category where he's intelligent, you know, sometimes you have to question that. I know one thing. I bet those three people would love to have what I had from ability-wise to play athletics, to be involved in athletes, you know. And when you look at the athletic world, okay, it's a very few percentage-wise, particularly to reach the top, you know.
Let me ask you the final question, unless Claire wants to trump me. But we're now talking to people who are going to see this 50 years from now. They'll dig it out of the files, and they'll say they're going to write a book on baseball in the 40s and 50s or about American history. How do you want to be remembered? How do you think people should think about you? What are the things you would like them to remember?
That I was involved in a situation that I believe very strong in of bringing people together. I think by being involved in baseball in 47, along with Mr. Robinson, I think we changed the whole perspective as far as athletics is concerned and social is concerned. And if people could live together, like athletes live together, I think it'd be a much better and much stronger world. Now, you see, people may say, "Well, when you first got there, you know, it was you didn't live together." But I'm in the clubhouse every day with these people. You know, they can judge me by in that clubhouse. Although my locker was in the back in the beginning, you know what I mean. But I had to go past a lot of those lockers to get to the shower.
So is there one sentence? Let me try to get one sentence. The sentence is, he had a superb opportunity and he took the best of it. Make up a sentence. I mean, give me a sentence that's your version of
that. I had the opportunity. It came. I took advantage of it. But the most important thing, I was prepared. I think being prepared is most important, because you don't know when the opportunity is going to come.
See, if I had one word, I would say grace. That is, he did it with grace. You were a graceful ball player, but you were a graceful leader, and you were a graceful pioneer. So my word would be, he did it with his style, but with grace.
Yeah, I like that. But sometimes. Not sometimes, but I don't often think of I. You know what I mean? When I say I don't often think of I, I've been accustomed to people, to groups. You know, if you're involved in athletics, it's groups. It's not I. So I have a little tough time.
But we're trying.
But what you're saying exactly, it's exactly what I think that's the way I should put it, because You have been gifted. You have been given the opportunity, and you are an individual. So it is an I kind of thing. But being in athletics all my life, the I has never been there. You know, it's always been we. You know, and even this commish is a we thing. As far as I'm concerned, as far as being involved, because I wasn't there by myself.
Right.
I was still with a we. You know what I mean? And the other most important part of the whole thing is two we's, him and I, and then family, and then friends.
Very good. Bravo. Thank you very much.
All right.
And we do one more thing before we wrap this up. What I'd like to do is record the sound of the room for your editor, just so he has